This is WSKG News. Proposed changes to Pennsylvania's retirement systems would save the Commonwealth $18 billion over 30 years. That's according to a crucial state advisory panel. Mary Wilson reports on the findings.
The state's in-house advisor on all things pension-related says the plan being fast-tracked in the Senate will save the Commonwealth money. Jim McNaney, director of the Public Employee Retirement Commission, says the immediate and long-term savings come largely from cutting benefits for current and future state and school employees.
That's how you save money in pensions. You don't pay out as much.
The proposal would also refinance the state's $53 billion pension obligation over 30 years, shifting the debt into the future. The plan is poised for a final vote this week in the Senate, 5 days after it was introduced. The state's actuary wasn't able to do a complete analysis of the measure due to time constraints, leading Democrats to protest that the plan is being rushed. But GOP backers say they're trying to start a negotiation with the House and the governor, not have it signed into law as is. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.